Creative Journey podcast. We're here to boost you up and inspire you to soar as you walk along your creative path. I'm your host, Arlie. You can stay up to date with everything Creative Journey by following me on my Facebook page or Instagram accounts at Arlie Cox. Let's get going. Privileged enough to practice self-love, then you are one lucky duck. So let's get going. Today, though, I wanted to open the conversation about self-love. So when I say the words radical self-love, what does that make you feel like? Whoa. To me, it sounds all like a bunch of hard work. It sounds like a lot of hard work because we throw these terms around with ease, and when it comes to actually putting it into practice, either in our creative lives or in our relationships in general, we tend to start strong but finish weak because we're human and we're fallible and we have the incredible ability to sabotage ourselves because we feel unworthy or unlovable a lot of the times. And usually our negative self-talk allows itself sneaks up on us, and before we can say boo, we've been thinking up to 1,000 things that make us feel bad, or make us feel like a bad person, or make us feel like our creativity doesn't matter, or that our voices don't matter or don't count. Done, we're all good because we just showed ourselves a little bit of love. But the way I see it is much different. It's a journey of growth. So self-love is a journey of growth. And it's going to ebb and flow our entire lives. Some days are just going to be easier than others because self-love is going to look like a thousand different versions of the same chapter. Let me tell you, my own relationship with self-love has not been an easy one. I've always been very hard on myself to be so many things and to do so many things and to accomplish so many things. And for a highly sensitive soul like myself, the path is really tricky to navigate because I can easily fall into negative self-talk. I do it often, as I'm sure some of you do. I do it after launching, after a performance, feeling like I wasn't good enough, I didn't accomplish what I set out to do. And not only does this follow me in my creative life, it also follows me in personal relationships as well. Starting off with a big one here. It's one of the hardest ones. I have talked about this before in previous podcasts about being a self-professed yes person. I have spent a lot of my life saying yes to people when actually I meant no. I'm sure, again, a lot of you are like this, and this is not new news for a lot of us. So I know most of us, or there's some of us, that suffer with this, the yes personality, the saying yes when actually we want to say no, and all of the resentment that falls in behind because we're going against our deepest inner knowing. So my only trick and tip for you for this one is to get quiet as quick as possible and really listen into your body. What's your body telling you in that moment? At first, the messages are going to sound all jumbled up because it's hard to hear through the noise and the feelings of guilt and negative self-talk and self-sabotage and resentment, but slowly you're going to start feeling or hearing your own inner voice getting stronger through the din. The idea is to hear what the yes is and what the no is, and to commit when you really feel it. Because the amount of resentment this has saved me lately is staggering. It's not easy to do though. So this is a self-love where you're kind of getting really strong with yourself and you're really listening in. So it doesn't have to do with like buying the next best thing. It's nothing, monetary, but it's hard to do. So I've been practicing this and it's just the beginning. Strong boundaries are important, and we need them so that we can start understanding who we are, what we want, where we want to go, and knowing that, you know, there is going to be safety in there somewhere, or even if it doesn't feel safe, is like standing true to who we are as people. Boundaries are hard. Boundaries to me are self-love. Are they easy? Absolutely not. Because it also requires radical honesty. And that's even harder sometimes. You have to be radically honest with all of the people in your life and yourself. it's not the easiest. It's just not the easiest to do. We're moving on to number two. So again, there is 1 million kinds of rules to show you how to do self-love, but no map will show you the exact way for yourself, for your own original being. It will not show you the turns, it'll not show you the roadways, it will not show you anything. So today I'm going to share with you a few I do for myself that actually don't really sound like self-love at all. So a few of the self-love things that I've been working with to further my path in learning how to be with myself on a deeper level. And these are examples of my own roadmap. So some of them are going to work for you, and some of them may not work for you at all. They're just a couple suggestions as to maybe a different look at how we perceive what self-love looks like and what self-love actually can be. So again, this might not work for you, and that's okay. I think we really need to experiment with a bunch of ideas to find the ones that feel good to our specific situations, because let's face it, we all grew up in different households and with different privileges, and that has a huge impact on how we move through the world. So here are three self-love practices, and I almost want to call them something different. So self-love, saying this is a self-love podcast, feels pretty, what's the word? It's not a trigger word, but it comes with a lot of weight. Maybe that's what I'm looking for. Yeah, it comes with a lot of weight. So here are three practices that help me love myself or learn to love myself in different ways. I've been on the path for many years, let's just say that, and these three have recently made a huge difference in the way that I see myself, in the way that I interact with others, and the way that I put my art out into the world. So without further ado, I'm going to get right to things that I do for myself as I walk the path of learning to love myself. So that was number one. That was... what was that again? Oh, my brain today. That was... Boundaries. They're not easy to do, but they will show you a lot of self-appreciation and love. Number two. So this has saved me also. Present moment. Number two. How we can show ourselves a little bit of ease and love is present moment. So by this, I mean for myself, I've spent much of my time either focusing on the past, the crappy things, the scary things, the things that happened to me that I had no control over, the negative, the guilt, and the shame that goes along with those things. So many things, and so much time spending all of this this time focusing on things that have happened. On the other side of that, it's also the brain, and my brain specifically loves to and obsesses over thinking of the future, focusing on things that could happen, that haven't happened yet. The bad things that could happen, but might not happen yet. Things also out of my control. So when we spend so much time outside of our bodies exploring all of the things that haven't happened or have happened, that's just like an amazing amount of time spent outside of our bodies. And we miss so many moments that are safe and precious and right now. Like all of the good things we can be doing in this moment to bring our awareness back into center. This practice of bringing myself into present moment has been absolutely life-changing for me. In the very short time I have been practicing it, my anxiety has lessened considerably. I tend not to worry that bad things are just waiting to happen. It's a real blessing. The way I've been practicing this is to bring my awareness and my thoughts to the present moment. Whether I have to bring myself out of the past or out of the future, once I have my finger on the pulse of that, I can calm my anxiety and panic by chanting one word that brings me to the now, that brings me to right in this moment. And again, too, this is going to be different for so many of us because there's a lot of privilege in what I just said. So there's a lot of privilege because I generally am safe and I have food to eat and I have my bills paid. And for a lot of us, this actually isn't the case. You know, if you look at the transgender community, demographic of me just saying that out loud and the socioeconomic implications that that has, it just puts me into this really privileged place. So understanding that not everybody comes from a place that is as easy to be like, well, we could just sit in the present moment and it's that easy to do. It's actually not for so many people. And so I just want to honor that part of this. I want to honor the fact that this idea of loving oneself is a journey, and it has so many doors that move in and out of it. So it's not a one-time prescribed idea. It's definitely a tricky one. It's a tricky one. Wow. And moving back into that idea of what I do, so when I'm feeling kind of like outside of my body, because I spend a lot of time in the past or the future, I chant one word that brings me back into the present moment. And the word I say is this, this. Say it over and over again in my head, and it reprograms my brain to remind me I'm not in danger in that present moment, that there is a measure of safety, and that I can take each moment one little bit at a time. Our brains are predisposed to setting ourselves up to be in fear. It's the lizard brain, the fight or the flight part of our brain that tells us danger is just around the corner all the time, that we should be in fear. And some of us have the ability to live outside of that brain, but some of us are predisposed to being right in that brain because of, say, past traumas or childhood or abuses that have happened to us. Liz Gilbert actually it's not called anything, actually. It's a story about even tadpoles that are first born, like brand new little baby tadpoles. If you have them in a little petri dish and you wave your hand over the petri dish, they flinch because it's their, like, everybody has this part of the brain. They're just new. They haven't experienced anything in the world yet, and they know to flinch when something fast happens or like they feel a danger. So it's within all of us to have that, you know, response. We're born with it, and we're in, like, as soon as we're born, we're in a kind of constant state of relation and reaction. Yes, it's true. We don't always have the ability to slow down enough to understand whether something is a threat or not. And that's not an option for all of us. Let's just face it. It's not an option. It's not an option for all of us. But if we can, if we do have the ability to slow down just enough to bring our brains back into the present moment and just do a simple thing for yourself, that's just a chant. That's just the next thing. Beautiful way to practice a little bit of love for yourself. That brings us to number three. Is it taking a bubble bath? No, it's not taking a bubble bath. Is it reminding ourselves to think positively all the time? Because if we don't think positively, we're not welcoming in the proper energy into our life. No, it's not that either. It's actually understanding that we're all a work in progress. Understanding helps a lot. So on the good and the bad days, we're in awareness of being a work of art that's not quite done yet. And that's okay. There's always room for growth. And within that growth, there's hopefully a whole lot of gentleness. And I say that easy. It sounds so easy when I say it. It's actually, none of this is easy. It's a real balancing act. Self-love doesn't have to be all positive thinking and love and light only. The way you walk your own journey is not wrong. It's privilege for us to think that it's all there is. It's not true. There are so many socioeconomic levels to self-love. There are so many things that so many people don't have access to. Those warm baths and the nutritious food and higher education and warm, dry housing. There are just so many external factors. So self-love is not all about positive thinking or attitude changing exercises. It's not about spending $300 on a course to teach you what you've not been doing properly. It comes from trying and failing and trying again and understanding it's a long and winding path. From trying and failing and trying again to understand that we all come from different backgrounds and different households and different family dynamic and different relationships. It's trying and failing and trying again to understand how we fit in the bigger cycle of life. And it is ever changing and ever flowing. read to you, and it is called self-love. But it's not the kind that we keep getting told we should be doing. Self-love. To love yourself without question is the hardest thing to do. It means creating boundaries when most don't want you to. It's standing up for yourself when people get so mean, and sometimes that sad voice is yours, impassioned talk within. It's learning that saying no is okay to do. It's looking down deep within to get a better view. Because your heart leads you home, it always shows the way. You just have to listen close to what it has to say. It's hard to hear. Your space is loud. The noise is all around. Between the lists of must-dos, it's hard to hear the sound. So, catch some place of your own where you can just slow down. Take in breath, fill your lungs from tiptoes to crown. Put your hand upon your chest where your heart beats so. Listen in quite candidly, it whispers where to go. Tenderness is the key, gentleness the latch. Quiet, calm understanding helps ignite the match. The more you hush, the best you get. Deep listening is the art, building love relationships between your head and heart. My little poem about quote-unquote self-love. We're going to find a new word. We're going to find a couple new words for this self-love idea because it just feels like a little too, just doesn't feel super good to me anymore. The idea of loving oneself is a good idea, I think, but maybe the self-love thing can take a back seat for a little bit and we can find some different ways to communicate about it. Anyway, I just wanted to give you some ideas of what to do if you're just feeling in the fray a little bit.